الرحمن الرحيم. ثم يفتح الله علي من محامده وحسن الثناء عليه شيئا لم يفتحه على أحد قبلي. We are still reading this lengthy hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just above the heads and people will be in great severities and difficulties, and then they will go for intercession to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that sequence also has been kept in order to show the great honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he is the greatest of the Anbiya, the most favorite and most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When they will come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go into sajda by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then thumma yaftahu Allahu alayya min mahamidihi wa husni thana'i alayhi. Then Allah Ta'ala will open such praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon me, and such great honors and a great position of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will inspire Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that. لَمْ يَفْتَحْهُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَبْلِ, which Allah Ta'ala did not inspire anyone before that. So we know, if we have to study the kitabs and people who have written praises of Allah Ta'ala and explained the ma'arif and the great position of Allah Ta'ala, we get greatly astonished at how great Allah Ta'ala is. Just for example, a little bit, that Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer of the entire world. Every ant, every fish, every insect, human beings are there, the malaika, the jinnat, everything in one human being. Allah alone is the one who is looking after the eyes of that person, his nose, his heart, his lungs, everything we can think of. The whole control of the world, everything, the winds, the seas, all this is directly in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And besides that, on the arsh of Allah, there are written so many great praises of Allah Ta'ala. On the doors of Jannah, so many great praises of Allah Ta'ala. More than all that, Allah will open on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inspire him with those praises. And he will praise Allah tabaraka ta'ala accordingly. Summa yuqal, and then it will be said, according to another narration, this will be Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam who will tell Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak. O Muhammad, lift your head now. You have praised Allah Ta'ala and you have come to intercede. Sal tu'tah, and ask now, you will be given what you ask. You have pleased Allah Ta'ala, and in this world, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such great efforts for deen. What didn't he tolerate? What difficult life? Though he lived a life of extreme poverty, though that was not forced upon him, it was of his own choice to live such a life. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala had offered the mountains of Makkah to become gold for him, and all other things also. But he preferred to live a life of poverty and of difficulty. Yeah, and what opposition he had to face in this world. All that he tolerated for the sake of the ummah. And now Allah tabaraka ta'ala will say that you ask what you want, washfa' to shafa', and make intercede, make sifarish. Your intercession will also be accepted. So then the world will see, the whole world from Adam alayhi salam right to the end of the world's people will see the great honor and the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي, and then at that time I will raise my head. And also the praises which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying of Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we cannot imagine for how long that will be. We, for us to read three times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda, we find it too long. And how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, in his ibadah, in his tahajjud was so long. How he stood in tahajjud, his ruku, his sajda, his du'as. We just can't even imagine that a person can do that. And till today, mashallah, there are those great people, pious people who also make Allah's ibadat like that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all also tawfiq to turn to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فأقول, and then Allah Ta'ala, I will say to Allah Ta'ala, my intercession will be, Ummati Ya Rab, Ummati Ya Rab, Ummati Ya Rab. Three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will ask intercession for his ummah. That, oh Allah, my ummah, you grant them salvation, make it easy for them. He will make dua for his ummah. This shows also that whereas Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest of the Anbiya, this ummah is the greatest of all the ummahs. And we are born in this ummah free of charge. We did not ask for it, and unfortunately, till today now, we perhaps don't appreciate what the position of this ummah is, and to be an ummati, and then to try and live a life according to the standard of what this ummah must be. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, adkhil min ummatika man la hisaba alayhim min babil aymani min abwabil jannah. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you enter from your ummah now those people on whom there will be no hisab kitab, from the right hand door of the doors of Jannah. The people on whom there will be no hisab kitab, it has come in a hadith, there will be 70,000 people that they will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time immediately said, Hazrat Ukasha radiallahu anhu, O Allah's Nabi, make dua that I must be also amongst them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are also amongst them. Another Sahabi said, make dua for me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your brother Ukasha, he has gone ahead and he took that position. By him asking first, he got that position. So we also must make dua, though we are not fit for it, but Allah make us amongst those people that will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. And in fact, in one hadith we are taught that we should regularly make this dua also, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Allah, when you take our hisab, make it very easy. And the meaning of very easy is that Allah won't check a person. Well, just tell that person, go into Jannah. So that dua is a very important dua. And a person who is caught in hisab, that person will be taken to task. Because every moment of our life we will have to account for. Every cent that we have earned, spent, we will have to account for. Our youth we will have to account for. Everything in detail which will be beyond us. And on that, in that difficult condition, and in front of such a in front of Allah, who will know each and everything of ours, what our thoughts were, what our intentions were, everything Allah Ta'ala will know. So these people will enter. وَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ النَّاسِ فِي مَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَبْوَابِ. And they will be also partners to other people who will enter from the other doors. They will enter from this one door particularly, and other doors where other people will be entering, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter there as well. So, ثُمَّ قَالْ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, in his hands who that lies my life. That is, I take qasam by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا بَيْنَ الْمِسْرَعَيْنِ مِنْ مَسَارِعِ الْجَنَّةِ. The distance between the two doors of the doors of Jannah, kama bayna Makkah wa Hajar, it is like the distance between Makkah and a place called Hajar, which is in Bahrain. What a great distance, so big will be the doors of Jannah. Aw kama bayna Makkah wa Busra, or it will be between the distance of Makkah and Busra, which is in Syria. And this is a month's journey it takes to reach there. So big will be that door, and these people will enter into Jannah. We have been always taught that we must beg of Allah Ta'ala for Jannah. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever you ask Allah Ta'ala Jannah, ask for Jannatul Firdaus. And at that time when we ask, our eyes should not be on our amal. And in fact, we should tell Allah Ta'ala that don't look at our amal, but your kindness and your mercy. And also on the day of Qiyamah, there will be people who will enter Jannah on account of their good deeds. Then there will be those people that will be given, Allah will enter into Jannah besides His laws and rules. Just out of His marahime khusruwana, the special favors of Allah, like a person asks amnesty from the state president, from the prime minister, like that Allah will enter so many people who are not fit for Jannah, Allah will enter them also in Jannah. So Allah is most merciful. We must turn to Him in earnestness and beg of Him regularly for His great, great favors.